Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. This is Chris, and today we're talking about episode 2 of 12, which is the magnetic will from the blog on chriswalker.au. On that blog, we are still working on the first magnetic will episode, and we're still on the first 4 exercises, and we're up to number 2. So in this exercise, as it's written, we usually practice what's called walker chi. Now, just imagine you're standing on stage. You're about to lift the heaviest weight ever lifted in a clean and jerk, which means you grab the big barbell and you stand with your feet apart, ready to lift the heaviest barbell ever lifted on the planet. And you see your feet apart, you're standing there, you're jiggling your fingers. If you watch any weightlifting in the Olympics, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. And if you haven't watched it, just jump on YouTube and have a quick squiz. So the weightlifter psychs themselves up and they keep their muscles really loose. But what they're building up is nerve energy. And anyone who's done any heavy lifting knows that if you tighten up your muscles, you won't lift the weight. What you're doing is you're lifting through the core strength, through the nerve strength of your muscular structure. So just imagine you're about to lift the heaviest weight ever lifted. You're standing there with your hands beside your body. And what you do is you lift your arms up, feeling the weight of your arms full of energy. And you reach out like you're going to give the whole wide world a big hug. And what you're doing is you're reaching out and you're bringing energy towards your chest. So you wrap your arms out, you bring your hands back in towards your chest, you bring your two palms flat against your chest or nearby, don't touch, and then put your palms face downward and push the energy down into your body. So this exercise of filling your body with energy is what I call walker chi. It's like tai chi, but you know, I've rearranged it. You say the words to yourself: the universal forces flow through me. So as you reach out, you're about to give the universe or the world or the horizon a hug, and then you bring all that energy in towards your chest, and then you push it down through your body all the way to your feet. You feel your body heating up, you feel your body rising up, and you fill yourself with energy. Now, this is a great exercise before you go on stage. If you're a speaker, it's a great exercise if you're about to go to a meeting. And obviously, you don't have to wrap your arms around the universe physically, but you can do it mentally. And you just bring energy into yourself and fill yourself full of power. Your shoulders should theoretically automatically go back, your chest should come up a little bit and puff out, your back will straighten, your lower ribs will tighten against into your abdomen, and you'll feel a little bit of a pull up into the perineum. This whole process, very powerful yogic process, but the purpose of it is to fill yourself full of energy that you don't want to give away. You don't want to waste this energy. This is now enabled. This is empowered. This is strong. And what you want to be able to do is walk down the street, go for a swim, come back, ride a bike, do a day's work, and not lose any of that energy you've filled yourself with. So that's it for this podcast. Bye for now.